Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome back to the show. And hey, if you've just tuned in, this is the DL Link show on 101.9 High FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Talking about the three C's dinner last night. And where would we be without Rob Siegel? We had him on the show just a few weeks ago, getting us all excited about the show. And I can't believe, Rob, welcome back. I can't believe it's passed. How would you rate that evening last night?
First of all, I can tell you the show would definitely go on without me. That's for sure. I mean, the work that went into last night with Shana and her crew, and the work that Michelle and Terry and the whole team, Gabby, at DL Link, the work that they do is just off the charts. And, you know, as I said last night, and I try to emphasize, a lot of the work done by people that are genuine and want to do the work is done quietly. It's no noise, you know. It's they go about it, they do it. I mean, so much work went into last night. You could see it by being there. No stone was left unturned, and I just so admire them, you know. It's and I, Nikki, at the end of the day, they've quietly gone about building the center, and I love the fact when the center's built. And then you look back at the 10 years of these dinners and how we've branded the DL Link and the work that Michelle has put in without a fuss, is extraordinary.
Absolutely, Rob. I so agree with you. So would you say that next year you'll be able to beat this one? Is it a matter of, can it get better?
Funny enough, you know, I think it can. I'll tell you why. I think
make it bigger.
Well, you don't want to do that, because then you start losing the identity of people are so, you know, when you went last night, you just saw so many people that have come year in and year out, and you would think people would get tired of it. And a lot of people came up to me last night and I say this was phenomenal. I think a masterstroke from Michelle and her team has been getting the actual warriors involved in the show. I think that touches a lot of people. So, you know, you've always got the ability to go and choose another theme that you want to do. I thought last night was sensational. Eh?
It absolutely was. And Rob, in terms of the fundraising, because as Michelle said, you know, it's a PR event, it's for everyone to come together. But in terms of fundraising, are you happy with how that works with the Three C's dinner?
Yeah, you know, if you have a look last night, I'll give you a little bit of an inkling. I mean, some of the whiskies that we organized, I mean, guys were happy to pay more than they could buy the whiskies at a shop for.
Yeah.
So that's telling you it's not about buying the whiskey. It's about giving something to DL Link.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I found that the one guy that was bidding for one of the pieces, he got it to a level and no one else came in to bid. He started bidding against himself. Nick Rabinovitz said last night, you know, when he was talking about it, he's never seen that in his life. So that's just telling. It's making a statement. Hey, I just want to give to this wonderful organization for the work that they do, and I just want to support it. You know, it's you can't buy that. Hey?
No, absolutely, Rob. What a night it was. So I thank you so much, Rob, for everything from the beginning, pushing it, building it, and for your time today. We do appreciate it. Take care.
That's my pleasure. Eh? Thanks for including me.
Thank you. Bye. Rob Siegel. Rob joined us last night just sharing how far back his relationship with the DL Link goes. And just from word go, he was so impressed and just put so much of his own energy and time into helping Michelle and the team build it into what it is today. So we really do appreciate you, Rob. We are going to move on because one of the amazing performers last night was Mia, And of course, we have spoken about Mia. We've shared Mia's amazing story. And Mia was going to join us today, but she is exhausted, as you can imagine. How phenomenal that throughout all the rehearsals and the performance, she is in active treatment, as Shayna shared with us. So we have her mom, Renee, on the show today. And Renee, welcome. Great to have you on the show. Renee, I think you muted. Perhaps you just want to unmute yourself. Are you there? Hi, Renee. I see you muted. Has Renee disappeared? Okay. So I tell you what, Renee, if you can hear us, we're going to take a very short break. But perhaps we can just try get hold of you again. And while we are waiting for Mia, is Terry in the studio or is she left? Who's still there from the DL Link?
I am here. Harding. Yes,
I know you're not mad about coming onto the show, but I mean, I did say when I first introduced you that the kids always love you. You've just got this connection with them. And I mean, Mia said, you know, she'll do the show if she gets to see you. Just share, if you can, what Mia's experience was like. And also just all of these kids from different backgrounds gelling. I mean, do you have to play a big role in trying to get that to happen, or does it just organically take place?
Nick, it's the most incredible thing to watch, actually. They walk in as strangers and they leave. I mean, last night they left as a family. And I actually said to them that it's not the end, it's just the beginning. Their relationships are absolutely, I've never seen kids gel like this before. And I actually think it's because of Shayna. The first day we actually, we called them all together. Shayna went around in a circle and made them step forward and say why they actually taking part in the show. And I think that was an incredible bonding experience for them and for me actually.
And it must be such a letdown now that it's over.
It's not a letdown at all. I'm so grateful that I was a part of it. And I think actually it's probably the proudest I've ever been, like at a DL Link function, to see all these kids. Cherise, who I was involved with when she was 3 years old, and now she's 10. So yeah, so it's really actually quite a emotional thing for me to go through.
Yeah, it yeah. is. And you literally have been there holding their hands over all of these years.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Ter. I think Renee's with us. Thanks so much for that, Terry. Renee, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Ah, Nikki, thank you. Sorry, a little technical difficulty going
on. No problem at all. I mean, how are you feeling? And we're so sad that Mia couldn't join us, but we completely understand. She must be so exhausted. I mean, last night must have really taken a toll on her, giving so much of her energy. She was phenomenal. And of course, your daughter Erin also took place. So maybe you can just quickly just share with the audience, because I know that Mia's journey goes back to 2024 when she was diagnosed with leukemia and she's still in treatment.
Yes, that's right. So like you said, she was diagnosed in August 2024, so we were about a year and a half into her treatment. Leukemia Mia is considered high risk ALL, which is acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And high risk simply means that she's at a higher risk for relapse, the leukemia coming back. So she's technically in remission, which is very different to normal. It's a horrible thing to say normal. Let me rather say other cancers where, you know, you're aiming to hit remission and then that means you can stop treatment and move on with life and hope that all goes well. With leukemia, you reach remission quite soon. It's within the first month of treatment, you have to reach remission in order to be able to continue with the treatment. So that's the difference with her. So she's been in remission, and now we've got another year and a half worth of treatment for her. She finishes in August next year.
Wow. So when she was asked, I don't know who, there you are, I don't know who approached you, who asked if she wanted to be involved in this production. How did she feel? I mean, we know that she had all of these TikTok posts because she wanted to share her journey. So she's not shy in front of a camera, and she liked to perform. So how did that come about?
You know, Nikki, I've said this so many times. So I'd never known about DL Link, and I wish that I had, because I wish more people would know about DL Link, because the fact that I didn't know, you know, who DL Link was means that there are so many more people. So I certainly don't stop talking about DL Link. A lot of more people in my circle certainly know about it. But it was someone that I work with that DL Link had supported their daughter previously, who also was going through a cancer journey, reached out to Gubby and asked if they would, you know, sort of take us under their wing. And Gubby reached out to me, and, you know, I was sort of, you sort of, like, I'm in the middle of something here. You know, I'm really, really going through the worst time of my life. I don't know who you are. What are you supposed to be doing? And they had so much patience with me. I think they didn't understand why I wasn't jumping for joy straight away when they were coming and offering so much support. But I was literally going through just such a trauma at the time. And they were patient, and they just kept coming and touching and touching and waiting for me to say, okay, I'm ready. And I mean, it didn't take long. It was, well, to call it a week or two. And then it was just, let's see how we can support you. And how is Mia? And how is Erin? And how am I? You know, and it was all of those things that you sit back and you say, hang on, I don't know if anyone's asked, you know, but DL Link just knows. They've got this experience. They work with cancer warriors and families, like I say, for 10 years. They know those questions. They know what people need. So sometimes they need a bit of time and space. Sometimes they have, you know, I've told this story before where Mia had very big seizures the one day, and she was rushed to hospital. And I sat next to her bed that night, and I was watching her sleep because I was absolutely terrified to fall asleep in case she had another seizure. And Carmen walked into the room, and I'd never met her before. And she came in, and I was sort of, hi, you know, can I help? And she said, I'm here from DL Link. This was about 9 at night, maybe 10. She walked in, and she said, I'm from DL Link. And she said, I'm just here to sit with you. You don't have to be alone while you go after the day you've had. And I sobbed. I held on to her and just sobbed. And it was, I mean, you know, that was all that I needed, that I didn't know I needed, was for someone to say, I'm just here to sit quietly with you. Mm-hmm. And it's those things that you can't replace. You can't, you don't even know how to ask for that stuff. You know, how do you say to someone, please, can you come and sit by me at Donald Gordon in the middle of Joburg in the middle of the night? You know, people don't ask for stuff like that. DL Link just does it. And it's the magic that they bring when they do things like that.
As you say, you didn't even know you needed it, but they did.
Yeah.
They did. So, and that's why we often say, well, you know, what does the DL Link do? And how do you explain that, you know, filling all of those places and adding that soft, beautiful touch. So the production,
yes.
Mia was approached, and amazing how Erin, her sister, who has also gone through so much with her sister, and that, you know, because always often the sibling is kind of not forgotten, but, you know, the focus is on the one who has cancer, but she was involved in the production. Tell us about what was their experience like. Yeah.
It was incredible. So, you know, a year ago, I went to, Terry invited me to go to the DL Link gala dinner. And at the time, we were sort of trying to see if there was a way that Mia could be a part of it, perhaps just singing something in studio, but she was so sick. She'd been in hospital nonstop since August. And we just realized there was just no way. She was so weak. And Terry said, please come anyway, come and just see what this is about. And I went to the gala dinner, and Terry came up to me on that evening, and she said, Renee, Mia's going to be in this production next year. Just you wait and see. And, you know, I said to Terry, even today and last night, I said to her, I couldn't picture that a year ahead. I couldn't, you know, you're in the depths of despair and you can't picture that there's ever going to be something like this that'll happen. And there we were, end of last year, Terry came to me and she said, Renee, we want Mia to be a part of this. Remember, I told you she's coming. She's going to be a part of it. And she said, but can Erin be a part of it too? Like, this has been her journey as well. And I tell you, my heart almost exploded. Yeah. That, again, it's Deal Link. They know. They deal with the families and the siblings that go through this journey. They're not physically the ones getting chemo and feeling ill and sick and tired and all of that stuff. But they are going through it emotionally and mentally the whole way. And for Erin, who has also sacrificed so much willingly for her sister, to now, it's like she's also accepted with the way she has, I want to say, suffered through this. You know, she's been recognized. So the two of them absolutely embraced this. They loved it. Erin gave up a lot of her, you know, she does swimming in galas for Central Gauteng, and she gave up so much of her galas and training and things like that to be a part of it because she wasn't missing a single thing. And I tell you, seeing the two of them on stage last night, like, I was fully prepared. I went there with a bag full of tissues waiting to cry watching my two girls. And I actually didn't. I sat there beaming at the stage. My heart almost exploded. I was so happy just watching how far these two little girls of mine have come and how they shone. I mean, I couldn't believe how confident they looked and how much they enjoyed it. And they just, you know, they were owning their little part of the stage. And I was like, how did we get here? So it was phenomenal. And I cannot thank Michelle and Terry and the rest of Deal Link enough for including us and having us a part of this family. It's just incredible.
Oh, beautiful, Renee. I mean, it must have been pretty extraordinary. I think Mia's joined us. Has Mia joined us? Is Mia there?
Nikki, she joined and she sat and she lay down and fell asleep.
Okay. So Mia's not with us. Okay, no, yeah, perfect. Sadly. Absolutely perfect. We only have a couple of minutes left anyway, but I mean, in the car on the way home, just as I said, a couple of minutes left, what did they say? I mean, what was it like for them? What did they express?
So it was, I mean, general obvious over the top excitement and happiness of what they'd gone through. And then sadness of, oh, it's over. I can't believe it's over. I wish we could do it again. Mia was straight away, Mom, if this is happening next year, I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm doing it again. Like, she loved it. And then, you know, it's a bit different, but we got home and I could see Mia was a bit down and I went in and I said, like, what's wrong? You know, are you tired? And she started sobbing and she said, Mom, I love everyone that I performed with so much and I'm so worried that I'm not going to see them again. She said, so, you know, it's something, and I obviously comforted her and explained, of course, we'll see them and we'll make time and make sure that you see each other. But it's just, that's what the people are like at Deal Link. That's what the performers were like. The other kids, you know, you were asking Terry how she had to sort of navigate between the children. These kids just like latched onto each other and loved each other and supported each other. And they cheered for each other. That Mia was literally, I mean, in tears, worried that she's not going to see these friends of hers again who have supported and loved her throughout this whole experience as well. So it was just, it was heartwarming. It was heartbreaking because it's over, but it was amazing.
Yeah. And you know, when you create this kind of magic together, it's there, right? And afterwards, yeah, it must be pretty sad to all go their separate ways. But if I know the DL Link, they will definitely be getting together and reunions and continue to support one another. And I'm sure, and I hope they've made friends for life. And please tell Mia and tell Erin that, and I, for one, as part of the audience, I thought they were magnificent. And we all enjoyed every moment of it. So just pass
Thank
on
you.
Big hugs
Thank
and
you,
big
Nikki,
kisses.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care and go well. Bye bye. So, wow, you know, I really do hope that for those of you who weren't there, well, there are many of you who weren't there, you got a sense and a taste of how extraordinary last night was. And as Renee said, that's the DL Link. That's the energy of the DL Link. So thanks to you each and every week for tuning in, for being a part of this community, because without community, there's nothing for the DL Link to do. And obviously there's no support. So we do appreciate it. And it's been an absolute pleasure being in your company today. I look so forward to being with you same time next week. So for me, Nikki Seberini, take care and goodbye.